Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. It's always a delight to have you with me. It really, really is. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really do. You could be doing anything else. You really could be. But instead, you decided to join me here on the show. And for all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one. Wow. Since day one, I just want to welcome you and just say thank you so much for joining me here on the show today. You are the best. You have been with me for a long time. Those of you who have been with me since day one, I am so thankful and appreciative to you for your ideas, your suggestions, your thoughts. Thank you. And for those who may be new, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And I am extending to all of you virtual hugs. And I just love, 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 love all of you. Well, we're going to dive into the show today. For those of you who may be new, the mission of the show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you may be wondering how we go about doing that exactly. Well, we try to keep it really simple and basic around here. We basically share content that we hope will be helpful to you as it relates to your business, sales, branding, pricing, internet, social media, music and entertainment. Oh, we talk about a lot of things, but we also talk about relationships on this show because we are relational. And if we want to be truly successful, not just in monetary terms, but successful as far as the way we treat others, we need to know how to get along with each other. So we talk about relationships on this show as well. So once again, thank you so much for joining me. And today we are going to be talking about what I think is an interesting topic. And I also have the word for the day for you. Well, you can actually take it throughout the week. So the word for the week, when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share with you our topic and our word for the day. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeepAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to have you here with me on this day, and you know how I feel about it. Whether it's rain, sleet, snow, if you have joy in your heart, it can be a beautiful day. And there's so much going on in our world today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And the topic for today, and I think it's really an important topic, staying connected with your clients during these times that we're living in. How do you stay connected with your clients? And quite a few businesses, business owners, and clients have really had to struggle with this over the last few weeks. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about staying connected with clients. What does all of this technological jargon mean? How can you do it in a simple way, in a way that doesn't, you know, break the bank? And so we are going to talk about that right here on the show. But before we talk about that, I want to share with you the word for the day. The word for the day is compassionate. Compassionate. And what does that mean exactly? Compassionate means feeling or showing sympathy and concern for others. Showing sympathy and concern for others. And during this time, it is imperative that if we are going to be humane toward each other, if we are going to be kind to each other, we need to know how to do it. How can you be compassionate to others? And I'm just going to share five ways. I'm only going to share five in which I think you can show compassion. And if you are a business owner, if you are a business leader, or even if you're in a home, you have a brother, sister, mom, dad, this applies to you too. And I think because when a crisis comes, sometimes we forget, one, our manners. We forget, two, how to treat others. And we forget some of those rules that we were taught as children. So I'm going to share five ways in which I think we can show more compassion towards each other, especially during this time, this crisis. One is humble. Sometimes we may have a tendency to show a superiority ego as it relates to others. And whether you are a manager, a CEO, a minister, director of a nonprofit organization or small business or large business, it's never, never appropriate to condescend others and to act like you know everything, especially during these times when you may be dealing with essential workers who are doing their best to help. Don't act superior over them. Show humility. Show that you are compassionate towards them during this time and during the fact that they may be away from their loved ones. And some a lot of people are really concerned about getting sick, becoming ill. So be humble. Have humility. Show others that you care. And the second way is don't be selfish. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes. For instance, we've heard over the news how certain products and things are just flying off the shelf because people are buying so much for themselves. Well, what if you were that next person and you were coming to purchase certain essential products and it wasn't there? If you have 15, 30, 100 packages that you purchased, leave a couple for someone else. Selfless. Don't be selfish. That's one way to show compassion. Not being selfish, thinking of others, putting yourself in their shoes. And another is to listen. Listen. You know, with our gadgets, our devices, our phones, our mobile devices, sometimes it can become very easy to ignore people when they're talking. You can show compassion by giving someone your undivided attention when they choose to speak with you. Or if there's a client or if there's someone that's in your store and they're really needing help, don't ignore them. Don't keep doing what you're doing while you're talking. Show compassion by listening very carefully to what they're saying and being aware of their presence. Showing compassion. We're talking about that today. But not only that, but feel their pain. We've talked about several. We've talked about being humble, not being selfish, listening carefully to others, and the fourth, feel their pain. Sometimes people are going through things you don't even know that they're going through. But when you're showing compassion, you are showing that no matter what they're going through, whether they're happy or sad, that you have feelings and that you feel when they're suffering or when they're hurting. We're talking about showing compassion today. And the last one that I'm going to share with you, the very last one, is don't judge others. Sometimes we can be so judgmental of others. You see somebody and you assume that they may be in a certain type of circumstances. Or you see someone, you hear someone lash out and you judge that they're mean. Well, sometimes people are going through, and during these times, not only are people going through, but people are hurting. People are losing their jobs. People are trying to take care of their families. So, yes, feelings may be heightened, but you can show compassion. You can show compassion. Yes, you can. You can show compassion to others by not being selfish, by listening attentively to others. Don't be judgmental. Feel their pain. Be humble. And I think you will be on the path to showing compassion to others. So, the word for the day is compassionate. See how you might be able to use that word this week with others that you may come in contact with. This is Sharon. I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio, I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio, if you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today we are talking about how to stay connected to your customers. Even if you're not in your building. And quite a few businesses have struggled with this. And so I just wanted to bring a topic to you today. And during this pandemic, it has forced quite a few businesses to try to figure out how to maintain, but not only maintain, but how do you engage your clients? How do you build relationships with your clients or consumers during these times? And people have gotten kind of innovative in the ways that they are doing their best to engage. But not only that, for those who may have lost their jobs, trying to find new ways to do business from home while you're practicing social distancing. And this has changed the way people do business. And I just believe that even when all of this is over, people are not going to go back completely to the way they were doing business. So this has been an experience for all. But one of the things that is interesting are the ways in which people are maintaining their relationship with their customers. And I encourage you, stay in touch with your customers, either by phone or some of the technology that's being used today, and we're going to talk about that, but make sure that you remain human. Don't forget about your clients. If at all possible, continue to engage them. Not only that, but educate not only yourself, but your staff and your clients about the new ways in which you may have to do business. Also, let your clients know that you're here. You are, by the grace, going to be here for the long haul if possible, and that you are available if they need you. So how can you go about doing those things? How can you go about, one, staying connected, two, engaging your customers, three, letting them know you care, and reassuring them that even through these times, you are going to be here for them as long as you can be? How do you do those things? Well, there are several ways in which you can stay connected with your customers, and we're going to review some of them today. And many people are finding that their websites are awesome vehicles to allow them to stay engaged with their clients. Updating your website, keeping updates on your websites, making sure that you are sharing with your clients how to get in touch with you, engaging with them through your website. And for those of you who may not have a website, you might want to consider acquiring one for your business. That is actually the new front door for businesses today. That is the way clients, customers, potential clients now can see who you are, what you are about, what your offerings are, and how they can do business with you, how they can pay online to your business now. And so many businesses, if they didn't have a website, are really trying their best to find some type of real estate, digital real estate, to stay engaged with their customers. Now, if you're not able to do that right now, there's social media. Social media, in most instances, to use social media, there's no cost. Social media channels like Facebook. Facebook has a Facebook Live feature that allows you to actually see your clients and speak to them through video live in real time. It allows you to do that. And so Facebook has that option. There's Instagram. You can communicate through social channels like Twitter. And if you're in the business and you're an officer, you're doing your best to maintain your business, you may also want to look at LinkedIn as well. And there's so many social media platforms. Others are using YouTube. They are using what's called live streaming, meaning that when they are talking, or if they're preaching, or if they're speaking, or if they're doing a demonstration, they are using software that connects to your computer and allows you to broadcast that to people on Facebook, on your website, on YouTube, and any other streaming platform that you may have. And it's really not that difficult to set up. And if you have a computer, of course, you know you can go to YouTube and learn how to do all this stuff. But social media is definitely a plan. Now, you may have heard the term video conferencing and teleconferencing, and you may not know exactly what that is. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about video conferencing and teleconferencing as a way to stay in touch with your clients inexpensively, and so in some instances, for free, right here. This is Sharon.
Boy Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
V This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today here on the show. We're talking about how to stay connected to your clients during a crisis. That's what we're talking about today. And right before we went on the break, we were discussing the different ways that you can stay in touch. We talked about using websites. We talked about social media channels. Well, now we're going to discuss video conferencing and teleconferencing. What is it exactly? Video conferencing. Video conferencing is actually a live visual way to stay connected with clients. And it could be between two or more people. You may be in one location. Your clients are probably in another, but it allows you to communicate through them through video, and it's called video conferencing. They can see you. You can see them. There are services that you can sign up for that will allow you to not only see them, but you can share your screen, the screen on your computer, if you're doing a presentation or a PowerPoint or a demonstration or whatever it is, not only can they see you and talk to you and you can talk to them, but you can also use that software to communicate with them, showing them presentations. They can also interact and engage with you as well. And many businesses are using video conferencing to stay connected with their clients, to stay connected and let the clients and consumers and prospects know what they're doing. And the wonderful thing about video conferencing is if you have the right tools, these are things that you can embed right on your website. So that your clients can go to that one place, your digital real estate, and see exactly what you're doing. That's video conferencing. Now, there's also what's called teleconferencing. You may have heard of conference calls. Businesses are staying connected with their clients and congregants, some of them through conference calls. And what that simply means is you have a phone service that allows you to be the host. You will dial a number, put in your PIN number as the host, and you can invite people to dial in on that number. You give them a passcode, and they can actually talk to you on the phone. And depending on the service, it may allow up 50, 100 or more people to be on that conference call to listen to you as you talk or as you share. And the nice thing about conference calls is not only can they hear you, but you can hear them as well. So if you're looking for ways to stay connected, these are ways to stay connected. And other ways are instant messaging, or you may have a telephone where you can text message, send out text messages. There are text messaging services that you can use if you are a business or if you're an organization where you can sign up, but you can text your messages, your coupons, you can text service times, opening times. You can let them know if there have been changes due to inclement weather. You can let them know new store operating or opening and closing hours. And when you send the one text message, it sends it to everyone that has opted into your service. So you, instead of sending 10 and 15 and 20 different messages, you can have a text messaging service that allows you to send text messages to 50, 100, 200, 300, 1,000 people, just depending on the type of service you have. And that is an excellent service as well. There are also chat boxes and all there where if you could put right on your computer or you can put on your webpage, or if you're on Facebook Live or you're on YouTube, there are chat opportunities there as well, especially if you're doing something live. People can actually chat and type notes into the chat box on YouTube Live and on Facebook Live, and those services are of no cost. Now, the wonderful thing about video conferencing, if you want to have that face-to-face, there are some services that are offering video conferencing and teleconferencing for free. That's right. So there are some free plans out there. So check into them. All that you have to put in is video conferencing or teleconferencing or how to stay connected with your clients using video conferencing. Now, if you are an organization and you are wanting to communicate or do a presentation, but you don't necessarily need the interaction where people are talking to you, but you want to just get information out and maybe have opportunity for them to chat back or send questions or do a question and answer, you may want to look at webinars. There are online webinars as well, and some of these companies that offer video conferencing also offer webinars. And I know that may sound like a lot, but listen, if it's confusing to you, it is no problem getting in touch with myself or other companies that do website and marketing services and that are involved in digital marketing. It's no problem at all contacting them, and they can help you with your questions. Oh, it's so exciting to be able to have these types of things to help you to stay connected with your clients. And when we come back, I'm going to give you my final word. This is Sharon. You know, during these times, there's so much that's going on, and people are trying their best to stay connected with their clients and their families and friends while social distancing. And there are wonderful tools out there to help you to do just that. Now, one thing that I do want to suggest, if you are in the healthcare industry or you are in the financial industry, you may want to make sure that whatever plan you use for video conferencing or teleconferencing is compliance driven. If you have to make sure that you are HIPAA compliant, meaning that you make sure that your conversations are private and people can't hack those, make sure you ask whatever provider you're going to be using if they are HIPAA compliant, or if you're in the financial industry, is their information, is that teleconference, that phone conference, is it compliant? That's very important and very key. And, you know, one thing my father shared with me when I was starting my business, he said, if you want to be successful, he said, you know what you need to do? You need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. You may not know everything about everything, but you can surround yourself by people who do. And even during social distancing, you can use your phone, your mobile device, your computer to learn about various ways of doing things. And, of course, if you have questions for us, just send us a note. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions for you. Again, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's what I'm doing, and I'm encouraging you to do it today. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a wonderful, productive week. And remember, be compassionate to others. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.